So, hi. I'm Imogen. You probably know me. My business is body intelligence, and I use the principles of the Alexander technique to help people, especially women, but everyone, transform stress and tension into ease and confidence and poise and much more. And you may see that I'm joined today by my friend. She's been a client for at least a couple of years, and she's also a trauma awareness activist. So welcome, Shay. And I wonder if you could start off. So this conversation is going to be about stress and trauma and tapping into our body intelligence to help. And what Shay has learned and uses to help her through her work with me mainly, but we may touch on other things. So Shay, can you maybe just tell us a little bit more about yourself and what brought you to me and the Alexander technique?
Well, I'm a sailor on sabbatical. I had ditched my old life to live my lifelong dream and sail tall ships. And after about 2.5 years, the physical rigors became too much for my overloaded system. So I had to settle down for a bit. And I obtained mental health insurance for the first time and thought, hey, now I can get help with my complex PTSD from developmental trauma. And I ended up being harmed by the system instead because very few people are truly trauma informed, even if they say they are. I realized I had to do this work myself and find things that help me outside of the mainstream medicine. I'd been familiar with Alexander for years, but didn't really know enough about it to know whether it would help me with the tension and movement and pain issues that I have, but I came into it with an open mind, and I was so glad that I found you nearby and could start working with you.
Yes, I'm so glad as well. And to be honest, and you know this, I mean, I was not trauma informed, if you want to use those terms. I had no specific training in working with someone who had experienced trauma. But I think, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, that something about the way the Alexander technique works, which is very indirect and gentle and non-confrontational, worked for you and worked in that kind of context. Is that?
Yes, y even without specific training, you have a lot of the qualities that that a person with training would develop. Because you didn't ask anything of me. You made suggestions and you met me where I was, which, I was pretty much a big mess. And you made it easy for me to feel safe because you weren't trying to change me. You didn't have this idea like a lot of medical professionals do that I am the healthy doctor who can heal you and you are the sick patient who needs me to heal you. It is a whole different level of exchange, and that really helped me feel comfortable.
Yeah, I remember receiving your first email to me, which was to do with wanting to get more in touch with your body. I guess after talk therapy, you were more interested in that side of things at that time. And
Yes,
and I,
that's, excuse me.
yeah, go
That
ahead.
it's really important. The somatic component is really important for trauma because trauma actually happens in the body when we're overwhelmed by whatever the circumstances are. Our bodies are flooded with all kinds of hormones and various chemicals. Our brains are, the prefrontal cortex shuts down. Our heart starts pumping faster, and our blood vessels dilate and we get glucose to the muscles and we're ready to run or fight. PTSD brain, I just went totally off track.
Yeah, no, it wasn't off track. That you were describing what we can address with anyone when they get in what we might call the fight, flight, freeze response, or maybe a lower level, we might call it the startle response. Mm-hmm. And Alexander absolutely deals with how an individual responds to a stimulus, and that, you know, that is life. We have stimuli coming from us all day long, and they also come internally from us, from our own thoughts and feelings and judgments and emotions and all of that. So I imagine for someone with trauma, it's a much more ramped up level. So that's that maybe we're quicker to go into that response.
For me, the freeze is like my number one fallback to pressure kind of stress, and also dissociation. And that's one of the things I really appreciate about Alexander, is that it's such a gentle way to help bring me back to the present and into my body. And that's exactly what I need to heal, to recover the things that I learned not to do.
So I have a very clear memory of, well, it's at least a few moments, specific moments in your first session with me, which I should say was in person. This is at least 2 years ago, I think. Probably longer. And to say that for over the last year, for actually since about January 2019, we've been working together online predominantly. Mm-hmm. In a small group course that I had, and then an ongoing kind of weekly practice and learning group. So you've been really, really putting into practice in your life what you've been learning. And I've just been so, thrilled and amazed and at how you are using what you are learning. I'm going off track now, so we'll come back to that first session. What do you remember about it? What stands out for you?
Well, mostly what a mess I was.
Well, you also decided immediately to sign up for a whole series of sessions.
Yes.
So something about
it. I had emailed you. I'm like, well, I like the package deal idea, but I don't know if I can even tolerate this. So let's just do the one, and then I'll see how I feel. And here we are 2.5 years later, mm-hmm. still going strong. So yes, that says a lot. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty discerning. So for me to stick with something this long, it's really good. Mm-hmm. I find the portability of Alexander is so beautiful, because I can use it when I'm alone. I can use it in a crowd. I can use it while I'm driving, almost any time. It's right there. And the practice of it, the weekly classes really help me, stay on track. You know, I'll forget because of all the other stuff I'm dealing with. Oh, oops, I forgot to do, this exercise, and I really wanted to do that. So knowing that we're going to check in and we're going to talk about it, and you're going to say, and how did it go?
it's a little accountability, maybe, or
yeah,
the commitment.
It's just a little, though. It's like, it reminds me of my commitment to doing this work. And the reason for my commitment is because I've seen, firsthand, and I feel every day, the difference that it's made in my life, especially when we look back at, where I was when that first meeting with you. I remember the first time you suggested I should notice ease in my body, anywhere in my body. And I burst into tears because I couldn't find Danny.
That's really interesting because it's not quite how I remember it. So I might be remembering wrong. You know, we build up memories. And so we think our memories are reliable and they may not be. We've made a story around them, right? I do remember introducing this concept, which I introduced with all my clients around seeing what we notice about ourselves and then tuning away from what we might be standing out more, and we can go into that more at another time, to noticing what actually feels okay. And I remember you saying, well, there'll be nothing below here. And we did this little practice and you actually were able to notice a few places. And that's the point where I really remember you starting to cry, because you said something about you'd never had this sort of positive thought about somewhere in your body before. And really stayed with me.
The idea of ease being anywhere in my body, you know, with the history of abuse that I have, especially starting so early, I don't have really any memories of that, very few. And I had lost touch with that over the, you know, the years and with more and more trauma. So it was almost shocking to have that experience. And now it's like, yeah, ease, you know, it's no big deal.
So that's interesting that it was so shocking, and some people might run away from that. So what about the process do you think helped you help that be accessible to you?
Well, I think first of all, it's important to remember that we are always, we're designed to always strive for health. That's an internal drive, and it can be dampened by all kinds of things. And I think that's a big part of what has kept me going, you know, through my whole life. And so that was part of it. But that felt also, it just felt like such a breakthrough, and it just felt really revolutionary to have that. And I wanted more of it, of course.
Well, yeah, it feels good, right?
Yeah. And that's part of what made it scary, you know. Having lived like up here most of my life, because that's where it was safe. It's very threatening for me to be in my body and to feel the body sensations, especially because when I do, you know, there's a lot of grief and pain and agony and, you know, traumatic memories in there. And they're still there and I'm working on it getting better, but the Alexander is helping me have a better experience, whatever is going on.
Great. And you mentioned something there about feeling things in our body. And you've mentioned quite a few times to me how helpful the way I word. So in my work, Alexander Technique, and specifically my own practice, Body Intelligence, we use the phrase, I am free to do all sorts of things, but in this specific context, I am free to notice ease. And I think there was something about those particular words. I mean, they've been chosen for a reason from my end, but from your perspective, how does that sort of phrasing help you, if it does? I think it does.
It does a great deal, yeah. Because you know me pretty well. It's not coercive in any way. I'm free means you can or you cannot, or you can do part way, whatever. It's really about allowing, and then to notice is just letting your attention happen. It's not even putting it on it. And so I can do whatever level of that is comfortable for me, or reasonably comfortable, or I can push myself, whatever I want, but it's all about where I'm at that moment, and it's all okay. And that's just a wonderful thing. It's PTSD makes you feel like no moment is okay and you're not okay ever. So, you know, even having a few moments of it's okay and I'm okay really helps break that distress cycle.
I think the moment thing is really important too, because we can kind of get in this, we can get the idea that we should be at ease all the time. And that's not possible for anyone, even the most easeful, flowing person in the world. That's not possible for, right? So being able to just know that you can infuse your day with a few moments, and that the more practice that you have, that it'll be more and more accessible. I think that's what you found, especially over this last year and a half, when you've been really practicing very, very consistently, but in the gentle way that integrates with your life. It doesn't have to be long things that you're doing outside of your own activities. I think that's also made it very, like you said, portable, accessible. Mm-hmm. And portable.
Yeah, the momentness of it is really helpful for me. My brain maybe someday will be able to meditate, but PTSD brains generally don't. And the idea of, you know, setting aside a set amount of time to practice whatever in a day is really hard for me, because I get off track. I might have, you know, a day where I can just like do the very basic things I need to do to take care of myself. And that might even happen for a few days, and then I'm off track and it's hard to get, you know, back into a rhythm and all. But with the Alexander, I can just use it. I like to say I sprinkle it, you know, it's like fairy dust through my day. and it's always there whenever I pause enough to remember it and go to it. And as I implement it, it's handier and handier. It's easier for me to access. It's become my go-to tool, like at the dentist, my last dentist appointment, 2.5 hours. Everybody has trouble with that. And I had a lot of, you know, flashback stuff. And normally when I go to the dentist, I go up here. I'm like, I'll see you. I'll be at the ceiling and I'll come back down. You know, when you're done, don't worry about me. If you need me to do something, I'll do it. But just leave me alone otherwise. And this time I was able to stay present and in my body for 2.5 hours, not the whole time, not perfectly, but a lot of it, because I had the cycle and I just kept coming back to that ease. And yeah, I felt like I was gagging, and yeah, it was scary, and yeah, it hurt to have my mouth open and all that, but the ease made the experience better and easier.
Yeah. And I'm struck that it wasn't that these things that were uncomfortable, painful, triggering, all sorts of things weren't going on, but you were able to have lots and lots of moments where you weren't reacting to them.
Mm-hmm. And that's exactly how I'm rebuilding my nervous system in a positive way, is, you know, little bits at a time. Because neurons that fire together wire together. And so every time I have a moment of ease, I'm building an easier nervous system.
Yeah, you are. So it's, you're building it in each moment, and every time you do it, you're practicing, so it becomes more accessible to go to it more in future. So mm-hmm. It's like this doubly positive thing that you're doing. So I knew we'd have loads to talk about, and I knew the time would go really quickly. And we do want to come back and do a few more conversations on different aspects of this, pain, the accessibility about stress and trauma and how they're different, and how the neurobiology, I know you're really into neuroscience and how that actually makes sense of some of the things that you're doing with me. But for finish off today, I actually did want to leave people with something that they may want to explore themselves that they can help you. So I invite you to try out this little phrase that we were talking about earlier, that I am free to notice ease. And I encourage you to not try and notice ease or try and be at ease. It's so the I am free, exactly as Shay said, it's that you have some choice. You are free to notice or not notice. You're free to notice a lot or notice a little. It's all very, very gentle and light. And the ease is just relative. It's nothing, no sort of perfect thing that you're going for. It's some, just somewhere in yourself or in your life or in your environment that is a little bit more comfortable. I love the word ease, but whatever resonates with you. So try that out. Sprinkle a few I'm free to notice eases into your day and see how that goes. Before we finish, do you have any anything or any kind of key message or advice that you would want to give to someone who's feeling very stressed or is dealing with trauma from what we've talked about today? Or
anywhere that you can notice ease, anytime you can take the break from the distress cycle, do it, even if it's just once a day. But if you can do it many times a day, you can change your life without having to remember what happened to you and all that stuff that traumatizes you.
Yeah, great. I couldn't agree more. I am going to put in the comments a link to my Facebook group, the Body Intelligence Community, for anyone who's interested, because you'll get more of a flavor of the way I work. And every Thursday I lead I call it a power pause, but it's a short little guided meditation, if you want to use that word, but uses these sorts of ideas. So a few ideas that you can sprinkle into your day to have a little more ease and presence. And we're using StreamYard to broadcast this video for the interview, and so I may not be able to see all the comments right now if there are any, but if anyone has any responses to anything that we've said or questions, please put them in the comments, and whether you're watching with us live or you're watching the replay later, and we'll be happy to get back to you. I think that's it.
Very good.
Thank you so much for doing this and being willing, because I know this was a little bit out of your comfort zone.
My first Facebook Live.
Facebook Live. So hooray.
Encouraging me.
Congratulations. And I'm hoping you've enjoyed it and you will be back to talk about this some more.
I look forward to it. Thank you.
Thank you.